beat on the beat. Rise and shine, folks. Good Tuesday morning to you. It is the 23rd day of February 2021. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to Toledo, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Ryan Elkey in the Motor City studio with Danny Cahalan. You can find them on Twitter. Ryan is at RyanL_Key. Dan is at Dan in the studio. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Auto Value Guest Line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. If you missed any portion of the show, you want to listen back to anything you may have missed on demand, you can visit our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, our iHeartRadio radio app pages, easy for me to say. Plus, you can listen online all the time at MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Dan, Ryan, good morning to both of you fine gentlemen. How are you on this Tuesday morning?
I'm good. Kind of boring sports night last night. So I watched Monday Night Raw last night. I know you...
You watched some wrestling?
I can't help myself.
See, I watched real wrestling. I watched some Penn State, Maryland on Big Ten Network.
Oh, a lot of hand-to-hand combat last night.
Is Maryland good? Isn't Penn State like they've been the best team in the country forever, right?
Yeah, they've won 8 of the 9 last national championships.
Powerhouse.
Yeah. I mean, granted, the Big Ten is just the best conference in wrestling. 12 teams ranked. I think the top 3 teams in the nation. Michigan, I believe, is ranked 4th. So... I mean, Michigan State's ranked 25th in the nation, and they're near dead last in the Big Ten.
That's interesting.
Just perspective on how good the Big Ten is.
Tough conference.
Yeah.
Tough conference.
Leaders and the best.
Yeah. What, are they in the leaders division or the best division?
I don't know. But if you if you ever want to look at just weird divisions and conferences, look at MAC wrestling. It is the craziest division.
And don't they have, like, John Carroll or somebody in there?
They have George Mason, Missouri. I think Iona is in there.
In the MAC. And there's actually, how many MAC schools actually have wrestling?
Like 5 or 6.
Yeah. I knew that number.
So it's like half is the real MAC, and then the half is just filler teams that they needed.
Very, very strange. I'm still trying to figure out if yesterday's text was real or not, or if that was just something that was sent in that was triggering. Because we got a big night. I mean, last night might have been a little light on your sports palate.
I thought you were talking about my bachelor text I sent you guys. The girl falling from skydiving.
Oh, that was hilarious. As long as she's not hurt,
she was fine.
Okay.
What'd she do?
You didn't see it.
You didn't see the text I sent you?
No.
Oh.
This girl's, they were skydiving on The Bachelor, and
she had an
awkward landing.
She had a very rough landing where she face planted coming down from skydiving. Like, they're supposed to go down, like, kind of land on their butts and slide in. Not even running out. They're just supposed to, like, she was with, you know, strapped onto someone. You're supposed to land and just slide on your butt down on the ground. Well, there was a big turn as she was trying to fall. And they both fell on her face, and they, like, rolled over twice.
After they rolled over, were they, like, laughing and giggling and, like, kissing on each other? Was it,
well,
like,
no,
because
this is
or
the skydiving instructors. There's tandem because they're new to skydiving.
And I'm supposed to believe that these people that are on these show dating multiple people at the same time, like, she's not just going to, like, get a little tongue action from the instructor?
I don't know, but I just...
Not after he tackled her.
Some people like that, you know, to each their own. I'm not here to judge.
I just thought it's the same girl, too, that's getting all the backlash because she was found to be at a plantation type party of her sorority a few years ago.
Ooh.
So Twitter was having a field day with that last night.
Ooh. Yeah, that's bad. You know, I'm very glad that the social media wasn't available for my parents when I was a kid. Do you guys ever, like, I don't know, just the amount of photos and videos that are out there, you know, from your youth years, I mean, typically you got to go to somebody's house to see that kind of stuff. And I don't know, like, would it be cool to have some of the, you know, some video from some games?
You have to go
like,
to World Star to...
Yeah, well, you gotta dig up some grainy footage. Would it be cool to have like some games or you know last second play from you know sixth grade hoops or whatever? Like, yeah, I guess, but I mean, it's just so much on the internet, and it's like, yeah. As for that style of party, like, there's, I mean, no excuse for that. That's a poor choice in judgment. Where did she go to school at?
Exactly. Somewhere in Georgia.
I was going to say, it had to be somewhere in the South. They're about 500 years behind. Very busy night tonight when it comes to the sports world. We've got the Pistons taking on the Orlando Magic. Little vengeance game there. 7 o'clock tip-off. Also at 7 on FS1. You'll get number 5, Illinois, traveling to Michigan State. Big game in the Breslin this evening. And then at 7:30, the Nashville Predators against the Detroit Red Wings. And look, I don't know, like I said, I don't know if yesterday's text was for real or not, but I'm still very much in shock. I mean, I guess there was spring training video from, who was it, Torque taking some batting practice, if you want to talk about that, instead of the three games that are actually going to be happening, or any of the massive sports stories. The whole thing about the college basketball thing to me was, I was baffled that was even real. I thought that maybe somebody was just trying to trigger me. I thought that that's what it was. Somebody's just trying to push my buttons just enough. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings real quick right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Remember last week when we were talking about John Robinson, the GM of the Tennessee Titans, talking about the first-round pick. He's got to decide if he wants to play football or not. Well, the 2020 first-round pick from the Titans, Isaiah Wilson, said he's done with football as a Titan in a tweet that has since been deleted. It's out there, bro. We know. Indianapolis Colts wide receiver Michael Pittman Jr. says he will not give up number 11 to Carson Wentz. I think that's kind of strange if Wentz wants to be number 11, but you know, I'm not real partial to numbers, and once said he's probably going to go with a different number anyway, so there you have it. Las Vegas Raiders cornerback Kamaz Sivert has been arrested after a street racing incident. That doesn't sound good. In fact, that sounds ridiculous. This happened in Houston. In Houston, where they're, you know, they got enough problems down there in Texas, you're going to get popped for street racing? That doesn't sound like a very good idea. LA Lakers star LeBron James is, quote, unfazed by the workload, pushes back on the narrative that he needs more rest. Well, they got to stop going into overtime. Last night they went into overtime against the Washington Wizards, lost 127-124. LeBron James continues to play a crazy amount of minutes, and it's all fun. I was all fun and games until you don't have anything left. And I was watching LeBron play last night, and what came to me is, like, this guy just doesn't, I mean, he doesn't cheat the game. Like, that much is for certain. Like, he might flop and might be real aggravating and might say some things that have you scratch your head, but he definitely does not cheat the game. Like, that guy was going all out last night, loose balls, chasing things down, and it's like, yeah, I mean, there's not even anybody there. How about the state of New Jersey is going to allow the New York Giants, New York Jets, New Jersey Devils, and other teams in the state to have limited fans, so that's a step in a positive direction. New York did the same thing. New Jersey's doing the same thing. Ohio's opening up. Like, you know, are we going to get back to some normalcy? Where are the numbers at? Has anybody seen any numbers recently? I haven't seen any numbers. Where are they at? Who's keeping track anymore? Are we done? Are we over it? Are we moving on?
That's just your state, Anthony. We still track around here.
Every day? Like, no, I'm talking about, like, CNN. I'm talking national perspective.
Oh, like, I mean, I still look every day.
You used to not be able to turn on the television without seeing, like, oh, here's where the toll's at, like a running ticker over how many deaths there have been. It's crazy. And the New York Rangers star Artemi Panarin is taking a leave of absence from the team after a news came out from his former KHL coach that back in 2011, he got in an issue with an 18-year-old woman in Latvia. Now, here's the kicker. Artemi Panarin's been pretty outspoken about Vladimir Putin. So, I mean, like, guilty until proven innocent, but he's going to take a leave. I don't know if I believe this one. That's a little suspect, a little sus, as the kids like to say. And former Nebraska Cornhuskers cornerback Luke McCaffrey is transferring to the Louisville Cardinals. We'll step aside, back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, great news. BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Detroit Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. It doesn't get any easier than that. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience hockey and all your favorite sports like never before with the King of Sportsbooks innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to automatically receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Red Wings game. Hit the ice today and wager with confidence at BetMGM, official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio, Anthony Bellito company from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning on the Michigan Sports Network. Dan Ryan, how about Duke a winner last night? Why is
that
important?
They're going to make the
tournament. I mean, Jalen Johnson's gone. Duke's starting to play a little bit better.
I think that's six or seven straight.
Fourth, I believe, actually.
Yeah, fourth consecutive dub.
Maybe it was without Johnson.
Yeah.
But won seven straight or something like that.
Jim Boeheim, a friend of Mike Krzyzewski, actually said that they were playing better without him. And that
people got offended, but he's...
People were very upset about it. Jay Billis
right.
Last night on the broadcast was very upset. I don't think Boeheim needed to say that. You know, why would he do that? Why would he disparage this young man, you know, for opting out? The kid quit. It is what it is. Don't give me the unpaid job BS. I'm not going to listen.
It was a business decision.
Okay.
That's just churching up the word quit.
He's been making business decisions since his junior year of high school, right? I mean, that's when he started, you know, deciding to, I'm just going to leave everything all the time. You know, he's got a track record of quitting early. So, I mean.
See what happens when you actually sign a contract and you can't just.
You can't just quit. I mean, we James Harden did it. But then again, Draymond Green's going to tell us we're all idiots for.
James Harden also gained 30 pounds in 3 weeks.
That was crazy, dude. Why does he look so different every night in uniform?
Maybe he's just
he's
playing
bloated.
Us. Maybe he's just playing us. Maybe he likes to wear fat suits.
I mean,
maybe he's just bored in life and he goes, I need to spice things up for myself.
Well, so what Boeheim had said about Jalen Johnson was that the team was playing much better without him and added that Johnson was, quote, hurting Duke. And then he defended those, basically,
last week. He said, this is no dispersion, casting dispersion on Jalen Johnson. I haven't ever seen Jalen Johnson play this year, to be honest. He's a tremendous player. We'll probably go pro. That's what he said. I just make the observation, my opinion. I thought they played better without him in those two games.
Sometimes that happens with someone of star quality.
That happens a lot in the league.
Team chemistry just gets better.
I wonder why that is. It happens in all different sports. You got to be a good teammate.
And sometimes you think you're getting a star, like they'll fix all the problems, but in reality, they're just not a fit to your team that you've built.
Bad culture. Not a culture fit. You know, so I think that there's a lot to be said there. Jay Billis going off on Boeheim, but, you know, Billis is obviously a, you know, very, very outspoken when it comes to the players and their quote unquote rights and the fact that the NCAA makes all this money and the players don't get any portion of it. Like, I think we've been pretty open. I think we're all on the same page. Name, image, and likeness is fine. We just got to really keep our eyes on what's going to happen with the payment of players once name, image, and likeness is out there. And will
I totally agree.
Will it become a situation to where school X, like, let's say, for instance, Alabama, is able to offer a young man via a friend of the program, boosters be boosting, right? I want you to use your name, image, and likeness to be the spokesperson for my car dealership. That's one of the biggest things that I think the NCAA's got to have a handle on, because once again, then you're just going to, it's just the bag man. It's no different. This kid might show up in a commercial, like, great. But that's using your name, image, and your likeness, right?
But it's not just, I mean, cars are legal. Like, what if a guy gets a contract offer from a marijuana dispensary? Hey, we'll put your face on this billboard. Is the NCAA going to be able to say anything about that? If the guy's over 21, is he allowed to get a beer sponsorship?
So really, that's a really good question. I mean, I don't see why not, right? I mean, you could see him and his teammates sitting poolside, a couple Bang energy drinks, right? I mean, that seems to be floating around the internet. How about that kid from OU, too, who picked the wrong bar fight to get into over the weekend?
That's why you never mess with a wrestler. Look for cauliflower ear when you're picking a fight. Dude has swollen ears. Leave.
It's just not worth it. Like, hey, you know what?
Look. The dude's sport is fighting.
Yes.
Is beating people up legally.
Physical contact.
You're not going to win, ever.
No.
He doesn't even have to punch you, and he can knock you out.
And from the video, it did look like the football player was chirping and was, you know, calling the names and throwing the profanity out in the kid with the cauliflower ears, hit him with, like, the booger slap 400, followed by a five-piece combo.
The most disrespectful.
He had, like, something on his face, and he, like, touches his face, and he slaps the
Touches the guy's chin before he's like, yeah, you think I'm going to go right here? I'm going the other side, actually.
He touches his face, touches the football player's face, throws an elbow, and I'm like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Him and his partner, his friend, buddy, teammate, go all Hardy Brothers on these football players.
Get suplexed in a bathroom.
Dude, head against the concrete. Like, if you're rolling around on a bathroom floor, if somebody's willing to take you down to that level, if you're not willing to get down on that pee-soaked floor, you're already outmatched mentally.
The real superstar of the video is the dude in the far urinal who's done, just takes his drink and casually just, like, steps over all four of them holding his drink up, just like, no part of this, and then just walks out.
Pretty impressive. Interesting to see how that campus dynamic changes, too, because if you've ever been on campus, you know, where I went to school, there was a local bar that had an open tab for the football team, and we weren't any good. One year we started off like 3-4-0. We had played like the Little Sisters of the Poor, McNeese State, and Richmond or something crazy. And, you know, somebody had called out one of the football players in the parking lot because they were celebrating over this great start. And he's like, dude, who have you guys played? Like, shut up. And got knocked out. that's just what happened. It's going to have a little bit of a change in the dynamic on campus a little bit. And that's just being real, just being honest here. A lot of people don't want to talk about stuff like that. But, I mean, that's, you know, it is what it is. You're talking about, you know, taking a lot of young people who are you know, in a very aggressive state of mind for a large portion of the day, like, you're gonna have that. Hey, Kenny Golladay, man, this is NFL's franchise tag window opens up today. Several high profile players, along with Dak Prescott, Chris Godwin, Kenny Golladay, prime candidate for the franchise tag here in the next coming days. I just don't know what to do with Kenny G. You know, over the cap is projecting the number for wide receivers to be around $16 million. Golladay just played 5 games last year. I don't know. I think I know where Dan stands on this. Is he a true number one in the NFL?
It's the Ziggy Ansah debate, though. Like, the talent's there, the production can be there when healthy, but we always have to say when healthy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a 1.5, 1.75.
He's a number one on the Lions because they're not a good team. If he goes to a good team, he should be number two, except that team is the Ravens. Then you step in as a superstar wide receiver because their core stinks.
Philly would be the same.
Yeah.
One thing to remember with Kenny Golladay when all this news is coming around, although he is at the end of his first contract, he is already 27 years old. So that's something like there's not a whole lot of shelf life left in terms of age.
Right. This is probably,
this is the big one for him.
Yeah. This is the contract.
So it'd be different if he came out as like a 20 or 21 year old. His first deal was up, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. That would be a little bit different because you're like, hey, he's in his mid 20s. We'll take this deal till his late 20s or 30s. Now, I mean, he's 27 right now. You're going to take this deal over the age of 30 more than likely. You know what happens over the age of 30. And at wide receiver, one of the big knocks against the Lions is that they couldn't get separation. Well, Kenny Golladay's never been that kind of receiver. He's the guy that's going to win a jump ball, but he's not necessarily going to, like, you know, blow the brakes off of you at the line of scrimmage and be running on the field wide open. So very, very strange time. Tuesday, February 23rd through March 9th. So it's today through March 9th. You have the option to franchise tag. With the Lions go that direction, tag and trade. There are some options out there. We'll step aside. We'll talk a little hoops and just about everything else with Kyle Barlow coming up next year. Nexus and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.